Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Election Commission extends deadlines for special intensive revision in 5 states and 1 union territory. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds telephonic conversation with US President Donald Trump, says two countries will continue to work together for global peace, stability and prosperity. President Draupadi Murmu launches development projects worth over 1,300 crore rupees at Imphal in Manipur. 21 workers feared dead as truck falls into gorge in Arunachal Pradesh's Anjaw district. Key witness in West Bengal Sandesh Khali case files police complaint alleging deliberate attack by TMC leader Sheikh Shah Jahan after son and driver killed en route to court. And in men's cricket, South Africa set a target of 214 runs against hosts India in second T20 of 5-match series in Chandigarh. The Election Commission has revised the schedule for the ongoing Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls, extending the deadlines for the exercise in 5 states and 1 union territory. More from our correspondent.
As per the revised schedule of SIR, in Tamil Nadu and Gujarat, the exercise will completed by the 14th of this month. The deadline for Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and the Andaman and Nicobar Islands has been extended to the 18th of this month, while the deadline for Uttar Pradesh has been extended to 26th of this month. The publication dates for the draft electoral roll have also been revised. The commission also noted that the enumeration period for Goa, Gujarat, Lakshadweep, Rajasthan and West Bengal end today. Draft electoral rolls for these states and UTs will be published on the 16th of this month. Saklain Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Rajya Sabha held a discussion on election reforms today. The discussion remained inconclusive. The House was later adjourned to meet again tomorrow. Earlier in the day, the Upper House concluded the discussion on the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram. Union Home Minister Amit Shah had initiated the discussion on the national song on Tuesday. Our correspondent reports on today's proceedings in both Houses of Parliament.
In the Rajya Sabha, discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram concluded with the speech of Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda. During his speech, Mr. Nadda stressed that Vande Mataram played a vital role during the freedom struggle and it is an emotional source of inspiration for the countrymen. Afterwards, the House began discussion on election reforms. During the discussion, Treasury Bench MPs justified the ongoing special intensive revision of the electoral rolls, emphasizing that it is intended for purification of electoral rolls. On the other side, opposition benches raised question over the SIR, stressing that it is aimed to exclude the people from the voter list. In the Lok Sabha, union ministers replied on the questions related to their ministries during question hour. Replying to a question on ethanol blending, Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari said, country's carbon dioxide emission has witnessed reduction of 736 lakh metric tons due to the use of 20% ethanol blending in petrol. In the post-lunch session, MPs raised matter of urgent public importance during the special mentions in the House. With Anand Kumar, Bhupendra Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
BJP MP Tejaswi Surya today criticized the opposition, including the DMK, for moving a motion of impeachment against Madras High Court Judge G.R. Swaminathan in the Lok Sabha, calling it a weaponization of impeachment and an attack on the judiciary of the country. Mr. Surya was speaking in the Lok Sabha. He demanded the withdrawal of the motion.
This is an attack against the judiciary of the country. It is an attack on the impartiality of the judges. The DMK government, supported by the Indy Alliance and the Congress, is trying to weaponize impeachment as a method to silence the judiciary. This displays their contempt for the independence of the judiciary.
The DMK and other opposition parties moved a motion before the Lok Sabha Speaker yesterday over Justice G.R. Swaminathan's judgment on the contentious issue of the lighting of the Kartikeya Deepam lamp atop Madurai's Thiruparankundram Hill. A total of 11 reports of the Parliamentary Committee on Public Undertakings were laid in both the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha today. Later, talking to media, Chairman of the Parliamentary Committee on Public Undertakings, Bejent J. Panda, said the committee reviewed various sectors, including rare earths and nuclear power.
Committee on Public Undertakings.
We have examined those sectors in the past 1.5 years which had not been reviewed for a long time, such as our strategic sectors of rare earth and minerals and nuclear power. The current target set for nuclear power is being increased. Government has also made changes in their policies so that the public sector can also participate in this and expand their capacity.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is hosting a special dinner for all National Democratic Alliance NDA MPs at his official residence. This is the first major gathering of the alliance after the victory in the Bihar Assembly elections. Sources said the dinner meeting is intended to create a platform for an open and constructive exchange of ideas among alliance partners. The discussions may also include preparatory strategies for the upcoming assembly elections in 5 states, including West Bengal, Tamil Nadu and Assam, with coalition partners likely to fine-tune their approaches ahead of the crucial polls. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with US President Donald Trump today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the two leaders reviewed the progress in bilateral relations and discussed regional and international developments. He said that India and the US will continue to work together for global peace, stability and prosperity. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi will embark on a 4-day visit to Jordan, Ethiopia and Oman from the 15th of this month. On the first leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will travel to Jordan at the invitation of King Abdullah II bin Al Hussein. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurated and laid the foundation stones of various development projects worth 1,387 crore rupees during an event in Imphal this evening. The projects cover a wide range of areas, including health, education, road and highways, tribal development, agriculture and others. Speaking on the occasion, President Murmu said these projects will generate employment, improve infrastructure and accelerate economic activity. She added that the projects reflect the government's commitment to the inclusive development of Manipur and the empowerment of its people. Expressing concern over the suffering endured by the people of Manipur following recent violence, President Murmu assured that addressing the concerns of the people of the state remains a top priority of the central government.
I am aware of the pain that the people of Manipur have gone through following the unfortunate violence. I want to assure you that taking care of the concerns of the people of Manipur is highest priority for us. My government stands with every affected family. The Union government remains fully committed to strengthening harmony, ensuring security and supporting Manipur in its journey towards stability and prosperity.
The president arrived in Imphal this afternoon on a 2-day visit to Manipur. 21 people from Assam's Tinsukia district are feared dead after a truck carrying 22 workers fell off a cliff in Arunachal Pradesh's Anjor district near the China border. So far, 14 bodies have been recovered. Our correspondent has the details.
14 people from Gilapukuri Tea Estate of Tinsukia district of Assam are confirmed dead and 7 are missing in the Anjar district accident. Initial reports said that the accident occurred on Monday but was discovered only on Wednesday night after a survivor managed to call his family members in Tinsukia. The accident took place in Saglagam of Arunachal Pradesh. The Indian Army, NDRF, SDRF, GREF and district administration has launched a search and rescue operation. Meanwhile, Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma has expressed deep sorrow over the death of 14 people from the state. Aminul Hazuddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed grief at the loss of lives in the tragedy. The Prime Minister has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 for the injured. In West Bengal, a complaint has been filed by a key witness in the CBI case, Bholanath Ghosh, against arrested and suspended TMC leader Sheikh Shah Jahan of Sandesh Khali at the Rajbari outpost in North 24 Parganas. Ghosh was critically injured yesterday in a road accident that killed his younger son and his driver while they were travelling to Bashirhat court to testify in a case related to Shah Jahan. His family has alleged that the collision was intentional. After lodging the complaint, Mr. Ghosh claimed the attack was planned by Sheikh Shah Jahan and executed by his associates. Shah Jahan, currently in jail, was arrested after a CBI team was attacked in Sandesh Khali in early 2024 during a search operation linked to multiple criminal cases against him. The BJP has condemned the incident. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan today said India is witnessing an unprecedented rise of Nari Shakti across all sectors. Briefing media on the empowerment of women and Divyangjan in New Delhi, the minister said due to the launch of Beti Bachao Beti Padhao scheme by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2014, the country's gender ratio has reached 1,020 women per 1,000 men.
New Bharat is witnessing an unprecedented rise of Nari Shakti across every sector. Our Honorable Prime Minister has emphasized that the empowerment of women is the key to India's economy, growth and global standing.
Indigo has announced compensation of 10,000 rupees in the form of vouchers to the customers who were impacted due to the airline's operational disruption on the 3rd, 4th and 5th of this month. Indigo said the travel vouchers can be used for any future Indigo journey in the next 12 months. Executive Director of Observer Research Foundation, ORF America, Dhruv Jaishankar, has highlighted that high tariffs imposed by US and renewed US engagement with Pakistan hinder cooperation between India and the US. He said this in his testimony on India-US affairs before the US House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on South and Central Asia. Mr. Jaishankar opined that the inability to conclude a bilateral trade agreement, along with continued U.S. engagement with Pakistan's military leadership, risks preventing the full realization of a inter-U.S. strategic partnership. Bangladesh will hold the 13th parliamentary election on the 12th of February next year, marking the first general polls since the ouster of former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. A referendum on implementing the July National Charter will be held on the same day. Chief Election Commissioner A.M.M. Nasiruddin made the announcement while addressing the nation today. The interim government led by Professor Muhammad Yunus was formed following the ouster of the Sheikh Hasina-led Awami League in student-led protests on the 5th of August 2024. In Pakistan, amid growing tensions within the military establishment, particularly between Chief of Defence Forces Field Marshal Asim Munir and factions aligned with former intelligence, a military court today sentenced former Inter-Services Intelligence Chief Faiz Hamid to 14 years in prison. Hamid faced charges of engaging in political activity, misuse of authority, violating the Official Secrets Act and causing wrongful loss. In men's cricket, South Africa have set a target of 214 runs against hosts India in the second T20 encounter of the five-match series in Chandigarh this evening. Put into bat, the visitors posted 213 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, the hosts were 19 for 2 in 2 overs when reports last came in. The men in blue are currently leading the five-match series 1-0. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election Commission extends deadlines for special intensive revision in 5 states and 1 union territory. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds telephonic conversation with US President Donald Trump, says two countries will continue to work together for global peace, stability and prosperity. President Draupadi Murmu launches development projects worth over 1,300 crore rupees at Imphal in Manipur. 21 workers feared dead as truck falls into gorge in Arunachal Pradesh's Anjao district. Key witness in West Bengal's Sandesh Khali case files police complaint alleging deliberate attack by TMC leader Sheikh Shah Jahan. And in men's cricket, South Africa set a target of 214 runs against hosts India in Chandigarh. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.